Tell me what it means to be a rigger. To turn the car when the temperature was high. Our team had the hot jobs to clean up, patch up, fix the brake. We got the right job done right on time. That's my job, that's my pride. All the rest I could let it ride. Every day and on the weekend, I'm the guy who keeps it going.
Welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. Today, we have a special double show with Emily Marcello and Katie Raymond from the National Museum of Industrial History. Today, we'll go deep into the museum and learn more about it. But first, before we go into that deepness, let's go and meet our guests, Katie Raymond. Welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here with you today and get to talk about the museum and some of the events we have going on coming up. My name's Katie. I'm the Manager of Education and Public Programming at the museum. So I handle all of the field trips and family programming that we have. I'm a Bethlehem native, so it's really exciting to be at the museum and getting to work with the school district that I was a part of. I'm a graduate of the Bethlehem Area School District, so to get them, all those students in the museum again. There's even still some teachers teaching there that I had when I was in school, so sometimes I get to see them, and it's just great to be a part of the community.
Thank you. Emily Marcello, welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Thank you for having us. So yeah, I'm Emily, and I'm the manager of collections and exhibitions at the museum. So I get to work on changing exhibits and adding enhancements to what you see on display. And then I also take care of the artifacts that we have that you might not see on display, like our archival materials and our collections that are stored off-site. I went to Moravian College and kind of fell in love with the Bethlehem area in those years and started working at the museum and really enjoy it here.
And we're glad that you guys are part of the museum and that you're going to tell us a lot about it. And because sometimes, you know, we go by and say, oh, nice, in the museum. But hey, there's so much stuff that you learn there. But, you know, and now we are going to kind of take a, not a virtual, because we're not seeing anything, but more like a voiceful to go through the museum and to learn more about it and the events and the activities and everything. You're going to be our host this time, okay? So let's start with you, Katie.
So we have lots of things that we do at the museum. From an education standpoint, we reach a wide audience. We have kids of all ages and activities for kids of all ages, field trips of all ages. Activity-wise that we have open to the public, we do STEAM adventures. So that is drop-in style family activities that we do the third Sunday of every month. I try to theme it with either something that's going on in our museum, something with industrial history, or if there's a holiday coming up. Last year we had students build, or kids, anyone coming, and adults too. Adults like to get in
good,
on the fun
like
sometimes
to
too. Yes. So we had everybody build turkey cages. Ooh. To try to catch a turkey before Thanksgiving.
They would've caught one?
Well, not a real one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and we also did a St. Patrick's Day theme where we built leprechaun traps. We're trapping lots of things, but it's a good way to get the wheels turning. Uh-huh. So we do that the third Sunday of every month. That's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's included with your admission, and you can stay with me. I have one little girl who likes to spend practically the entire 4 hours with me. I like to say she's our youngest little volunteer. She helps me. She helps me out all the time. And free family Sundays, kids are 12 and under are free with an accompanying adult. So
wow.
That's really great. We want the community to know that. So we are welcoming kids and families into our space. And then for field trips. I've seen field trips with kids as young as 5 up through 18, and we've reached out to all different kinds of schools. We've had homeschool groups, charter schools, public schools, private schools, all kinds of learners, and virtual learning as well.
Wow. So, I mean, this is a very important part of our community that the children are able to kind of understand what is a museum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and our history, because, you know, we learn from history, and sometimes we make our mistakes because we didn't know anything about history. Mm-hmm. So this is a good way to learn. So I'm very grateful for that. Now, Emily, on your side of the hood, like we say, what is it that you do at the museum with the artifacts, and how important it is for the young people and for us to know?
So a lot of the artifacts that we have in our collection are actually related to Bethlehem Steel and the steel industry, which for a very long time was really the heart industry of this area. So we collect things that belonged to different families for generations, and it's great that when people from the community come in, they see these things from the steel industry and they say, oh, my grandfather worked in the steel and I never really understood what he did, but these pieces help them to be able to understand, especially with the kids now that the steel is shut down. They might not know what their relatives were doing here, and so it gives them a sense of, oh my gosh, this place was huge and this is what was going on in this site, and I have a sense of what my family did and how important it was.
And I see, because we are going into, and we are in a Hispanic Heritage Month, and I know that you're a big part of it too, because you're trying to reach out to the Hispanic community. I'm going to try to do that also with my Spanish language. And one of the things that you brought up is the heritage of the steel, the mm-hmm. Bethlehem Steel. And we are going to also, I mean, we have so many activities this September that I'm going mm-hmm. wild. So one of the things is the Sister City initiative that was also built within the families that started working in at the steel. So you guys play a very strong and very powerful role in this community. So the Spanish Hispanic came from Puerto Rico, from Batillas, and also from Corozal. And they built their lives here through their work at the steel. And they have come here and have had people from different agencies and places talking about the steel, and also families that were founders of the Hispanic Center, the Puerto Rican Beneficial Society, Hogar Crea, and other Hispanic institutions went through the steel. So
right.
you guys yes. wrote that. And one of the things that I know that you're trying to reach out is to the Hispanic community. I know, you're going to tell me how. And also, one of the things is to tell them that we are also going to having some events going on with the Hispanic Heritage on September 19. That's going to be there at Steel Stack. And we are going to have everybody dressed in their cultural dresses and everything, and music and food. So that is also just to put it out there. And also, we are going to have the Sister City Initiative that is
yes.
going to start on the 20th. And it's a big, big event because it covers all a whole week of events. So you're also going to talk about, because you're mm-hmm. part of it as well. So let me just shush for me and then let you talk and let me know, you know, about these events that is going to be reaching out to the Hispanic community.
So we are really thrilled to be able to be a part of welcoming the delegation that's coming from Patillas, Puerto Rico, with our 6th Sister City for Bethlehem,
yes, yes.
which we are very excited about. As you've discussed, there's this long-standing connection between Bethlehem and Puerto Rico with the steel, with immigration, and the Puerto Rican community here in Bethlehem really did that. They really created a community both in the plant when the Bethlehem Steel was in operation and outside of it here on the south side of Bethlehem. So we are thrilled to be able to bring the Patias delegation to the museum and do a site tour with them when they come to visit on September 21st. They're going to be visiting the museum and taking a tour with us on the Bethlehem Steel site. And that is, it's so exciting for them to get to see maybe where some of their own family members came and immigrated to this country to work at the Bethlehem Steel and just make that connection between those communities. So we're really excited to offer that. And we have a walking tour, our Spanish language.
Yes. So we're really excited to announce that as part of Hispanic Heritage Month, we now have a Spanish language version of our mobile guide of the museum with a voiceover by your very own Oria.
Oh, my goodness. Muchachos, lo voy a, o me van a escuchar en esa, en ese tour, así que vayan allá al museo.
So, yeah, we are really excited to offer that now. So for the people that are more of Spanish language speakers, there's interpretation available to those people.
You have reached out like in many, many ways. And WDIY, I have to always, I am kind of like a, you know, volunteer, but I want to reach out and thank them because they have been very good to us during the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. They're giving me this opportunity to talk with so many different people. And also to bring this, it's like a union between like the two that we were able to do this special project. So Spanish speakers will be able to learn more within their language. So thank you both,
WDIY,
and thank you.
We're so thrilled.
National Museum of Industrial History. Okay, so that taken. I'm very, very flattered for just, you know, having this opportunity to do that. Okay, now going back, that was my moment. Now let's go back to the activities that you are also going to have. But before we go there, I know that there is a cultural part museum that you have of Hispanics within the museum that is new. Can you tell me, Emily, a little bit more about that? Because I was flattered because one of the ladies told me, look, Aurea, that I interviewed, it was Doris Carell.
Okay.
So Doris Carell told me about that she has a series of a lot of history from her parents that died, and they were part of the foundation of many of these agencies that are now in place, like the Hispanic Center and also the Puerto Rico Beneficial. But she said, but I don't know where to go and give all this information. So is there a place where those founders, like Guillermo also, that Guillermo and Doris came to?
Oh, yes.
So tell me a bit more, if they have some of this history, are they able to share with you guys?
Oh, absolutely. So we have kind of two different projects that are ongoing and linked. One of them is called Forging Communities, and that is a display that comes and goes throughout the year. It's a recurring thing that we change out periodically, and that really focuses on the heritage of the people that came to Bethlehem to work at the plant. And as part of that, we do like to highlight the Puerto Rican community and what they contributed both culturally and what they did at the steel plant. So anything related to the families that moved to the area, we would love to be able to share that with the public through that display. And then we also have partnered with Steelworkers Archives on an oral histories project. And that might be part of the display you saw, where we have photographs of the steelworkers up in the hallway of the museum with quotes from their oral histories. And this past year, we really highlighted the Hispanic community in those portraits and in that quote. So this year for Steel Weekend, we will be switching that over and highlighting the women workers. And there are some workers that were both in the Puerto Rican photos and will be highlighted in the women's photos as well.
Great. We're going to be learning more about all the events on our next section, okay? Stay here with me. Don't go anywhere, okay? You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz.
Everything is All REIT on Saturday morning and into the afternoon on All REIT Street. 2 hours of new releases from folk and blues to newgrass and swing. Join me, Jeff Chambers, for a great musical mix plus artist interviews and historical notes on All REIT Street, Saturday at 11, right here on WDIY. All right, All REIT.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and I have Katie and Emily still here with me. They haven't left me yet. Okay, and they're going to tell us all about this wonderful, wonderful event that they're having at the National Museum of Industrial History. I finally got it. Okay, and they're going to give us dates, times, where do you have to call, if they're free, if they're not free, you have to pay, you know. So they're going to be here giving us that information, so we have to go there, and we're going to enjoy this. Emily, Katie, whoever wants to start off, you could either both at the same time. I'm not going to interrupt anymore. Go ahead.
So I'll kick it off. On September 21st and 22nd, we will be having our annual Steel Weekend at the museum, at the National Museum of Industrial History. Got that mouthful out. From 10 a.m. to...
Well, 7 p.m. on Saturday, we'll be doing a special iron pour out in our foundry park, and they'll be heating the furnace and smelting the iron in the furnace during the daytime. And then if you want to see the iron being poured out of the furnace, that'll happen between 7 and 8, I believe, is the plan.
Yeah, the idea is to wait till it gets a little bit dark so mm-hmm. you can really see the molten iron being poured. And it's quite the spectacle.
Yes.
Very hot, for the visitor. So you can only imagine what they felt like working in the blast furnaces when the Bethlehem Steel was up and running. The fantastic thing about this event is that it's free. Open to the public. Yes, yes. We're very
and
thrilled
for that.
Yay! Woo! Very thrilled to be able to have it be free and open to the public. We'll be having family-friendly activities going on that day. There will be machinery demonstrations. There'll be some lectures. I think we have a video that we're showing. This year we are highlighting women in steel.
Go power.
Yes. So we have a wonderful group of women who will be doing a panel discussion about their time working at the steel and what they did there. That's on Saturday.
Yes.
At 1 o'clock, I think.
Yes, I believe the introduction starts at 1 and the panel will be starting around 1:30.
Okay.
And that'll be something that you won't want to miss.
Yes.
No, we don't want to miss anything. Continue. I'm just like, woo, I'm all hype up. I sign myself in, okay? So, and also I think if I'm going to be in one of those tours, and I'm going to interpret it for some of the people.
Yes, you are going to be interpreting for the Patillas delegation when they come. So again, thank you so much for offering your voice to us.
It's not the best voice, but hey, it's the only one that I got. But I offer it for free. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for your generosity in helping us with all of these community connections and helping us reach a broader audience as we do our work at the museum.
I know that if people will, you know, I think that sometimes they don't know. It's not that they don't want to go, it's that they don't know about it. So now that they don't have like an excuse, because I'm going to tell them at the end in Spanish, you know, how to get there and all that stuff, you know. Okay, so continue.
You know, we hear that quite a lot. People are very, we're like a hidden gem of Bethlehem. And so we are right there on the south side, the old Bethlehem Steel plant site. We're in a former Bethlehem Steel building, so you get a lot of local history that way.
What is the address?
It is 602 East 2nd Street in Bethlehem. It's so funny. I never have to think about the address.
It's not on 3rd Street. It's on 2nd Street.
The official address is on 2nd Street.
But okay. If you want to park in the lot that's by the Fowler Center, you can park there and come into the museum. Or there's free parking if you go to the Steel Stacks site parking closer to the furnaces.
Okay, so if you want free, if people like free, that you heard where you have to park, okay? If not, you're going to have to pay, okay?
Yep, so Steel Weekend will be both Saturday and Sunday. And like we said, it's free. There are some things that will require an additional ticket. We are doing locomotive rides. So visitors can operate our narrow gauge locomotive, our orange, he goes by Dinky, out front, so they can do that. We will also be doing Steelworkers Archives walking tours from the museum site. That is a ticketed tour, but entry into the museum and to our event is free.
Also, I heard something about something called Cultural Connect. What is that?
So Culture Connect is our mobile app platform, and that you can use to do a walking tour of the plant site. So if you can't make it to the museum to go on one of the scheduled walking tours, then you can pull up the mobile app and walk around the plant with a guide on your phone. But we also use that platform for virtual school programs.
Wow.
Yes, we have been able to reach a wide audience. We've had students visit us, I'll put that in quotes, from Atlanta. And we had a school in British Columbia, Canada, that was able to visit us. Oh. And we can also reach, there are a lot of schools, especially coming out of COVID, that are virtual academies. That's really becoming a popular thing. So we had a Reading school, which, you know, they could drive, but they're an entirely virtual school. And we were able to do a field trip with them virtually through our platform on Culture Connect. So teacher resources that way. So we have an English version of our virtual field trips, but we also have a Spanish version of our field trips.
Wow.
That we can send out to schools and do programming that way. So they do like a virtual tour. We set up a Zoom link and an iPad and we take them around, but then we have these resources for the computer for teachers to share with their students.
That is amazing. Now, I heard a little birdie that says that the event on the 21st and the 22nd is free.
Little birdie was right. It's free.
Okay, and does he have food? Because people, you know, sometimes they get hungry.
Yeah, so we will be offering steelworker overtime lunches. If a worker had to stay at the plant for an overtime shift, then Bethlehem Steel provided them with a brown bag lunch, and it would have a sandwich and a hard-boiled egg and an apple and
maybe some chips.
Chips and
and a drink.
A treat soda. So we recreate those lunches and offer them to the public to celebrate Steel Weekend.
That's so cool. It has the protein there, though.
Yeah,
it does. Well, you know, those steelworkers, they work hard. They need to be full.
Now, anything else that you want to share on the other events that you might have coming soon?
So this coming Saturday is going to be our annual fundraising gala, where we'll be showing off machinery demos, and there will be refreshments and all sorts of fun things like live music happening. If people are interested in attending that, then you can purchase tickets online at nmih.org, or you can call us at 610-694-6644 to get some more information about that.
Wow, she got it through. Whoa. That's 610-694-6644 at nmih.org. Perfect. Anything else you want to share with us so we could just kind of like switch into Spanish language and tell them a little bit more?
We are just really thrilled at the steps we're taking and being able to reach out to the broader community, both in Bethlehem and in the Lehigh Valley, and highlight their voices and their stories and how integral and important the Hispanic community has been both to the Bethlehem Steel's history and Bethlehem's history. And we're just really happy that we get to elevate some different voices.
And we are very thankful for this because, you know, it just gives us this opportunity to be completely part of the whole history of Bethlehem Steel, which, you know, sometimes you get lost in the shovels. So something like that. But we are there. And that's thanks to you that bring us that opportunity. Also, let me just speak in Spanish and let them know a little bit about what is going on. And Katie and Emily, we're talking about que va a haber el día 21 y 22 de septiembre, comenzando a las 10 de la mañana. Van a tener, el museo va a estar gratis, pueden entrar, están localizados en el 602 de la East 2nd Street, pero también pueden ir donde está el Northampton Community College, por ahí, y ellos se pueden entrar por ahí también. Hay en el Steel Stack hay estacionamiento que es gratuito, pero si vas a estacionarse en otro sitio, pues va a tener que pagar o le dan un tiquecito. Entonces, vamos a tener, le van a dar estos tours gratuitos, van a darle comida o una bolsita con su sandwichito para que camine. También van a tener tantas y tantas actividades tan bellas y tan preciosas que ustedes van a poder. Por favor, mi gente, mira, aquí en Bethlehem, están ahí cerquita. Bájense, disfruten, conozcan a Emily y a Katie cuando están allá y le digan, hola, Emily, hola, Katie. Y entonces pueden disfrutar de este grande, grande evento. También, acuérdense que vamos a tener el evento del Hispanic Heritage, otra vez se lo digo en español, que va a ser en 19 de septiembre en Steel Stack, en el PNC Plaza. Ahí usted viene con su vestimenta cultural, si es de Ecuador, si es de México, si es de donde usted sea, Dios me lo bendiga, venga ese día y póngase eso y traiga la bandera ahí bien alta y diga, yo soy de aquí, para que lo sepan. Y entonces nosotros vamos a estar allí también recibiéndolos. También vamos a estar el día 20 de septiembre. Ay, bendito, ya estoy cansada. Va a estar muchas actividades. El 20 de septiembre vamos a estar en la ciudad de Bethlehem, en el City Hall, que van a estar allí celebrando la primera vez que va a ser una alzada de bandera para Patillas, Puerto Rico, pero para todo Puerto Rico. Si usted es de Bayamón, si usted es de Carolina, si usted es de Río Piedras, si usted es de donde usted sea, de Cagua, de Mayagüez, usted venga, darle ese apoyo a Puerto Rico, porque es por primera vez. Vamos a ser la sexta ciudad de Bethlehem. Vamos a ser ciudad hermana con Bethlehem. Y eso nos hace tan y tan y tan agradecidos. También acuérdense que los números, si ustedes quieren información, if you want information about all these events, van a llamar al evento de los eventos de el nmih.org. Es la website que ustedes tienen que ir para más información. También pueden llamar al 610-694-6644, el 610-694-6644. En la repetición está todo. Y entonces queremos darle las gracias a estas hermosas damas por estar aquí con nosotros. We want to thank you for being here with us today and for giving us all this information and for giving us the pleasure of being with you and celebrating this big event with you.
Well, thank you for having us. We hope to see you guys here at the museum.
We will be there. James, you want to be there too, right? Well, you've been listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and the engineer is James Ziprop. And we want to see you there at the National Museum of Industrial History big event. Okay? Thank you. You have a blessed night.
All around the plant, men are working. I'll tell you what I know each day I start. My job is providing for wife and kids and family. That's the job that's closest to my heart. And that's my job, that's my pride. All the rest I could let it ride. Every day and on the weekend, I'm the guy who keeps it going. That's my job, that's my pride. All the rest I could let it ride. All the time and on the weekend, I'm the guy who keeps it going.
If you enjoyed this program, you can hear this episode and more, along with our other public affairs programming at WDIY.org, on WDIY's free mobile app, on your favorite podcast platform, or live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WDIY.